Homo
Lab.
Okay, everybody, it's Christmas Homo Lab.
Christmas Homo Days.
Woo! Yeah, exactly. Hi.
Homo Days are coming. Homo Days are coming. Homo Days are coming. Homo Days are coming.
Yeah, it's Homo Lab 107. That's Lucho. I'm Balin. And we have with us Rosie Wilby.
Hello.
Hey, Rosie, how have
Festive
you been?
Festive Rosie. Oh, I'm okay. Yeah, it's been a really hectic year, actually. All kinds of... I've got two different new shows that I've been touring this year. And
We've talked about them a couple of times on this. Yeah.
Well, thank you for plugging them. And well, one of them's just won a little award in the Planet London Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Won Best Theatre. And lovely Jen won Best Comedian.
Jen Brister.
Jen Brister. I think she just pinned me to the post because I got an honourable mention. So I don't know if that means I came second, but I don't know.
I think I'd rather have an honourable
mention. Yeah, I like an honourable mention.
But I got honourably mentioned.
When?
No, I'm just saying that's kind of...
Oh, you've never been...
No,
honestly,
you have never been honourably mentioned. Come on.
Mentioned by a knight. Yes.
So it seems like we might be the only three people left in London this time tomorrow because it's kind of the great getaway, isn't it?
Great getaway tonight.
Yeah, the weekend. Tonight, you reckon? Everyone's leaving?
Yeah, everyone's going to leave.
I think so, yeah.
I'm tonight not going and tomorrow. Yet.
No, we're not going.
Yeah, we're doing Christmas Eve. Oh, no, that's not a thing now, is it?
I think everyone waits a bit longer. Well, I go up to my dad's in Ormskirk, where I grew up, which is... dare I say, not the most exciting place, so I always go up at the last minute. It's lovely to see my dad, but I don't want to spend a
can
very
you do
long
a Scouse
time
accent?
There. Are you can, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Can you do the rest of the podcast in Scouse?
No. Because, I grew up in the posh bit.
Yeah, but the posh Scouse accent's still amazing.
Well, I think that, that's kind of why we're doing this today is because everybody's either getting away or getting ready to go away. Because we're going
getting
up,
off.
Yeah. Or getting off, maybe.
So basically, if you're going away to deepest, darkest Dorset or Yorkshire or Tennessee or wherever you're going, if you need some gay...
Yeah, we're here for you.
We're here for you. Well, you can just put us on and listen to some gay.
People need to stock up on their gay before Christmas. Because yes. A lot of people sort of go back into the closet to see the family.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you're kind of out, you can't be too gay with the family anymore.
Well, I think if you pick the right novelty Christmas jumper, you'll be out all the time, I reckon. And, you know, I guess everybody needs a little bit more gay now as well because the time out has just... got rid of its LGBT section, haven't they? Great.
I know. Well, they've got rid of several, haven't they?
Yeah,
they got rid of
dance,
TV, dance.
All the cool stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? Not to take anything away from the importance that column served kind of over the years.
Yeah.
But recently, it's only been a half page.
That's not even
useful. I mean, to be honest, like even if you were, you know, I'm sure at a time... absolutely, if you came to London and you were gay and you weren't brave enough or didn't quite know where to go to get an actual gay magazine to find out where to go, then Time Out would have been your first kind of port of call and you would go, okay, I can go here and then find my way in from that venue. But certainly now that we have, the internet and
so much
various
online,
app-based location
iPhone.
Apps that can help. But, you know, I mean... the point is, it served a very important purpose. I do think it should have continued. But recently, I would say in the past year or so, every time that I would see the half-page listings in Time Out, I would think, well, it's only talking about Horsemeat Disco and GAY. It's not really informing me too much beyond that.
I had a lot of gay content online, so I don't know if that's all going to go now.
Yeah, I think...
nobody really doing that.
I think that mainly... I think it's going to keep it all online.
Right.
They're going to keep all the sections
Are you making
online.
This up?
No, because...
Yes. this
I think.
And they give away free rent, boys.
No, because I think people were quite upset about the cabaret section going, and certainly people that we know, you know, I'm sure all of us said at this table, a lot of you listening know a lot of people in that, that world, and they were quite upset. And I know they're keeping the cabaret listings, keeping them going, or they said they were in this kind of discussion I was reading on Twitter. But I think that if they were going to keep those sections, I don't know so much about the cabaret section because I didn't look at it all that much, but I did always look at the LGBT section just to see what was in there. And like I said, it was just it seemed a bit pointless, it needed to be beefed up a bit.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read Time Out for a few years, really. It went free. I'd still never really pick it up. I just kind of, you know, it's all online. And I kind of felt that Time Out had kind of changed from actually being a bit of a Bible that, you know, opened up underground London to you, whether it was new restaurants you'd never heard of, or places to eat, or, you know, cabaret to see, or comedy to see, or whatever. It was, you know, a bit an access into the subculture. Whereas I just thought it kind of became a bit mainstream, and you go past, you know, places that might as well now be big chains with Time Out recommendations and stuff, and it's kind of gone. But I think that we should say congratulations to Paul Burston, who has edited that column for
20 years.
20 years.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So congratulations, Paul. And of course, he's now busy with Polari.
Yes, which is his.
Yeah, well, he's busy with writing loads of books and Polari and all sorts of things.
I used to write it for the music section at Time Out, but years ago when it was still the Bible that you're talking about, and it's so long ago, we actually used to get all the listings through on the fax.
Yeah, oh wow,
that takes
amazing.
You back, doesn't
it? Along with PPI claim back faxes, which is about the only things that ever come through on fax machines now.
Yes, but I remember that was about late 90s kind of time.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely served its purpose in a time when we weren't as connected, you know, and couldn't readily source information about whatever it might be, a cool restaurant or a gay bar or a
Because not everyone
fun
had
show.
A fax machine. Yeah.
Exactly, they were
go down to your local library and use the fax for 10p.
So yeah, it's with sadness but understanding, I think, that we say that section is gone.
And Time Out.
From Time Out.
So buy Time Out.
Well, it's free. It's, not all gone. It's been it's free for ages.
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing really worth reading right now, is there?
Well, I don't know. It's just a general listings kind of thing now. And every week they spend a good 2 pages on this guy who I'm sure is very lovely. But the whole thing is like, oh, he gets challenged to
do something
and you know, that's all well and good. But I don't give a fuck that he's going to host a dinner party or that he's going to learn how to do something. Like, who the fuck cares about that?
There we go. Time out's over. So let's move on.
Give us action.
Balin's really upset.
I just always think those are pointless. Like,
sometimes because you're the only person left still reading Time Out,
maybe.
He's the only person who's not been challenged to do ridiculous things.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to talk about lots on this show, but we're going to be very brief because you're probably traveling on a train to visit your parents. You're probably in your teenage bedroom trying not to feel really awkward.
My girlfriend has to come and sleep on a Zed bed, a fold-up bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we're worried, like, if I ever sort of jumped on it with her, we'd probably get folded up. My dad would have to rescue us.
Do you still have a single bed?
Yeah,
I have my single bed
from years ago.
Is your room still pretty much the same as when you left?
No, they've taken down the Wham posters.
Okay, good, fine. Yeah, so we're going to talk about some of the news from our friends at Gaystar News, because there's been quite a lot that's been happening. And we've got
added good news this week, haven't we?
Yeah, we want added good news. So let's get things started. This is some news. It's a bit of a roundup, really, from our friends at Gaystar News.
Homo.
Loud.
Homo.
Loud.
Should we talk about Duck Dynasty first? Does anybody know what Duck Dynasty is?
No, it's American.
We don't know.
It's not on telly over here.
It is on telly over here.
Is it? What channel?
I don't know.
Well, there we go.
But apparently it's on telly over here.
It sounds good, though. It sounds quite fun.
I've never actually watched it. In case you don't know, and we'll be brief about this.
Has it got Joan Collins in it?
No, it doesn't have Joan Dynasty.
She was Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty, if you don't know, is basically a reality or a scripted reality program that follows this huge family. And you know, mainly certain members of the family that are from the backwoods of Louisiana, you know, beards, camouflage, kind of accents, everything that you would expect. But they became millionaires, really, and very hugely successful running a business that sold duck calls for duck hunting. And because they're also quite eccentric, a reality show is based around them. It's become absolutely massive in the States. Loads of tie-in products. Their faces on everything from t-shirts to bandages. You know, they're absolutely massive. Recently,
Ducks watch?
But ducks probably watch to learn
how to avoid being called
being
by
hunted.
A...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In an interview for GQ. Because it's very cross-cultural, this Duck Dynasty show. The patriarch of it said he had some bad things to say about gays, basically. As you would expect a 76-year-old guy who grew up in the backwoods of Louisiana to say, but the problem with that is that You know, he's also a major celebrity and the face of quite a big brand. So as a result, the network that films Duck Dynasty put him on hiatus, and then cue huge Christian backlash about the First Amendment. So there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing.
First Amendment, that's freedom of speech.
Yeah, yes. Freedom of speech. And, you know, the point is actually, well, yeah, he was totally allowed to say that. He is totally free to say that. A company is also free to say, we can't, you know, use you to promote our company or our brand anymore, because that doesn't actually tie in with what we believe. So there's, you know, it's just the whole American thing back and forth now. People are saying, well, of course he thinks that because he's from that area and he's that old. Yeah, but it's kind of the way he said it. And yeah, he's not just your average Joe.
And is he inciting other people? I mean, sometimes these people give themselves enough rope to hang themselves and they look stupid. But then the worrying thing is if there's that many people who actually agree.
Yeah, of course. There's whole Christian, you know, yeah, there's a whole, and there's petitions now back and forth on both sides. And the thing is, I don't think anybody's actually surprised that this guy has these views. I think a lot of people in that particular situation of that age have those views. They probably, of people a bit older than them, had the same views about blacks or interracial marriage as well. I think it's the point of kind of the way that he said it, and the fact that, yeah, actually in this day and age, a company can't really afford to be supporting someone who's spouting off homophobic thoughts and ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of side with free speech, I think, is where my
I think he's totally free to say it.
General thought process is. But, you know, with free speech, there's consequences, which is, I guess, what we're saying, really, isn't it?
Well, that's what it boils down, because everybody's saying, oh, First Amendment, and his constitutional right to say this, and that's what the Bible believes in. Yeah, that's all totally true, you know, except for the Bible bit.
No, the Bible's totally true. It's the way of God.
But, you know, yeah.
This is Christmas.
You've got freedom of speech, but there are consequences with your freedom of speech. So that's the Duck Dynasty thing. Are you too excited about the Pope being the person of the year on the Advocate magazine?
Yes, I was really excited when I read it. And I kind of, I don't disagree. I think he's been great. I mean, he's not actually really changed anything apart from the ethos. Or not the ethos, just the kind, you know, it's a subtle change of like, gays aren't the enemy anymore. And, you know, it's between you and God. And that's kind of quite a nice, that's kind of what you want.
How do you feel about the Pope, Rosie?
I've not met him.
Well, I would love it if you had.
Well, yes, but things are, I suppose, improving slowly. So yes, that, I mean, that's good. I quite liked it when the whole election process, is it, well, do you call it an election selection? When you get
I think it's election.
Election.
I think it is
kind of election, yeah.
It is like an election.
Concave.
Quite exciting and sort of quite camp. I was quite keen for them to, you know, they announced it with smoke coming from the chimney. I thought if you had a gay pope, or maybe a gay-friendly pope, that we would have pink smoke or rainbow smoke.
Or so, glitter.
Glitter. Yeah, did maybe you, they should have had. Because you know.
Being from Ormskirk, are you Catholic?
What, is it a Catholic place?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's Liverpool. I'm counting it as Liverpool.
No, I mean, I'm not really anything. I'm pretty agnostic. My mum was a Methodist and her dad was a Methodist minister. So I briefly was sort of, went to Methodist church services when I was a kid, but they latterly became Quakers. Oh, okay. So that was quite
We went to a Quaker
thing. Yeah, we went to a Quaker meeting and we're just, you know.
Just for the gays.
Do you know, I'm...
Gays being very quiet.
Yeah, it's for the gays being quiet. And there's never really a situation where gays are quiet.
No.
At a Quaker meeting.
Exactly.
I'm totally down with the Quaker thing. But do you know why I ultimately didn't go back? It's because it wasn't comfortable. Like, physically comfortable. Like, I would love to go and be on a really comfortable chair in that environment, being really quiet and thinking. But it was like hardwood pews or chairs that creaked every time you moved. And I thought, if your religion is based around sitting for a really long time and being really still,
have a cushion.
Have
some beanbags.
Yeah.
Or
have
a comfortable
chair. If there were gays there, they would have thought of this.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you meant you weren't comfortable, like, psychologically.
A gay chaise long in the Quaker meeting house. But, you know, we went to the most comfortable church service ever in Copenhagen.
Oh, yeah, we
Wouldn't
totally did.
Wouldn't this be a good
did.
Sort of awards category? Most comfortable church service
it was
of 2013.
Well, a lot of us will be very, you know, in in the next couple of days be in churches.
Probably the only time outside funerals and weddings when gays go to church, true, midnight mass, sing carols, ding dong, merrily on high. But we went to the service in Copenhagen. It was in a cathedral church, can't remember, a big church, small cathedral, one of them. And we kind of heard this music, kind of chill out music almost, coming from inside this church. And there was like really good lighting, like kind of chill out lighting.
Wow.
We're describing, Balin's a lighting expert, he can describe it better. So we kind of thought, well, let's go and explore, let's go inside. And it was Sunday evening, it was about maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, it was dark because it was February. And we went inside, and it was basically like a kind of, you've had a hectic weekend and you've gone and done everything, now just have a moment, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, whatever, reflection, lie down. There's like kind of
lie down.
Yeah, they had bean bags all over the, and it's a beautiful old church. Bean bags everywhere with people laying down. Some people like massaging other people in a totally non-sexual way.
It was Scandinavia. They had Scandinavia, but it was a church.
They had a DJ, literally a DJ playing chill out music. All of the lights were off with hundreds and hundreds of candles everywhere, and everybody was just doing their own thing, like laying down. Some people were in the pews. Some people were laying down. There were, some people were sitting. Some people were lighting candles. But it was amazing.
Some people were taking crack.
People were taking crack, like Rosie. Don't dirty it up.
And it was silent.
It was probably the most beautiful time I've had in a church, actually.
Wow.
It was super cool.
Like that all the time, I would go. But
exactly.
I'm just a bit incredulous. I'm skeptical, and I'm sorry to be so skeptical.
No, that's fine. You didn't experience this joy at this church.
Let's get back to basics. Enough about religion. Let's get back to what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about buying presents, and it's about pretty lights, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely about pretty lights. I mean, I suppose a lot of us listening to this at the moment will be back home, as we've said. And Lucia, you want to put that on silent, please?
It's the Christmas light
alarm.
It's
the Christmas light
alarm. Does anybody have a real issue with the way their parents decorate their house? You know, like...
You probably have a real issue with the way my parents decorate
house. I don't have an issue with the way your parents decorate. Okay. No, but I'm just thinking of, you know, people back home, in, like we said, in their teenage bedrooms, you know, not having their perfect Liberty decorated Christmas like they have back in London or back in Manchester or wherever, you know, city you live in, and you're back in your mum's Hamlet with the macrame tree or the, you know, the crocheted...
I'm going to point out that my light thing was actually leading into Rome's Christmas
which
lights.
Which Balin hasn't picked up on.
No, he hasn't picked up on at all.
No.
Your light, the light alarm?
Yeah, my light alarm. That was a lead-in.
It's very
to
subtle,
our...
subtly crafted and composed link.
Yes, into Rome's Christmas lights.
Well, tell us about Rome's Christmas lights.
Well, you've got the story.
I don't.
Rome has introduced Christmas lights.
Rainbows.
I'm sure they've rainbow-coloured Christmas lights in Rome for the gays.
Literally for the gays. They said it was to make a statement about homophobia in light of a gay teenager who had committed suicide. In light of a gay teenager who had committed suicide in Rome earlier in the year. And so it's, if you haven't seen it, it's lovely. It's just
wave after wave of rainbow-coloured
Christmas lights, right? But of course, there's been a bit of a backlash about this as well, with, you know, conservatives in Rome saying that it shouldn't be hijacked for such things as goodwill towards all men. this Christmas thing.
Goodwill towards gay men.
Exactly. But, you know... Do we own the rainbow now? Do gays? Because when I first saw this, and before I read that, it was actually an idea about homophobia, you know, that's why they'd chosen the rainbow lights. I actually thought, well, they're just rainbow-coloured Christmas lights. Gays don't own the rainbow.
It's such
or do
a strong
we?
Association, though, isn't it?
It's free.
Well, it's also peace as well.
It's peace.
Yes.
And it's also a sign from God that he'll never send a 40-day flood and we'll all have to sit in an ark.
Well,
that's where it came from. It's in Genesis or Exodus or one of them.
Yeah.
This is a very religious
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
I was brought up Catholic. Now, I don't know about you in your atheist Methodist household, what you worship there, but in, you know, Catholic school, we learn about the Bible and Jesus.
Yeah. Before we go back to good news, which we will, of course, end on, some upsetting news in Uganda has just passed this anti-gay laws. They did take out the death penalty, though, for being gay.
Yeah, let's spin it right. Hey, gays won't be killed in Uganda.
You'll just be put in prison
for life.
And if you know the gay and don't turn them in, you too will be put in prison, basically.
Yeah, so basically what's happened is Uganda's parliament has passed a bill to toughen the punishment for homosexual acts to include life imprisonment for, in some cases. The anti-homosexuality bill is also going to make it a crime punishable by a prison sentence not to report gay people. Wow. So that's not going to lead to any kind of witch hunt or anything like that,
not
is
at
it?
All.
Now, the Prime Minister of Uganda opposed the vote. He says there weren't enough MPs present to reach quorum. President Barack Obama has called the vote odious, and it's up to the president whether he signs the bill now that it has passed through Parliament. But it's not only the gays. The MP behind the bill, David Batty, what an appropriate name, told the AFP news agency it's a victory for Uganda. He's glad that Parliament has voted against evil because we're a God-fearing nation. We value life in a holistic way. It's because of those values the members of the Parliament have passed this bill, regardless of what the outside world thinks. But Uganda has also passed anti-pornography bills yesterday, which bans miniskirts and sexually suggestive material such as music videos.
So, yeah.
Right.
Visit Uganda, the tourism board will have quite a tough sell on their hands, won't they, at the next LGBT travel convention. So, yeah, that's going on there. But it's Christmas, so let's flip it back around and look at some positive stuff. In New Mexico in the United States, it's just become the 17th state or district allowing same-sex unions of some stripe or other. So I'm looking forward to the day that it gets to be over the tipping point of over half of the states.
Yeah,
you know, you've only United got, what, eight states to go, if it's 17?
Yeah, so I reckon some, maybe next year, hopefully that will tip over. So that is good news for our friends in the states. Another thing, with the Winter Olympics coming up, we've already learned that the presidents of Germany and France are not going to go to Russia for the games. And we just found out that President Obama has said that neither he, his wife, nor Vice President Joe Biden or his wife will go. And instead, he is sending a delegation of gay athletes to represent the United States. So Billie Jean King and Brian Boitano, both of whom are out and proud. Brian just came out, actually, just very recently.
Billie Jean is not ice skating.
She's not ice skating.
I wanted to see her do a triple axel.
Oh, if Come only, on. Right? Yeah. Maybe her and Brian Boitano could work out a special
presentation.
Oh, yeah,
they could do like a Torvald
and Dean. But I think that's really great that the official... obviously, there's hundreds of athletes that'll be going from the United States, but the official delegation to represent the United States, I think it's so great that they're gay athletes.
Yeah, of course.
That makes such a statement. And of course, Brian Boitano coming out. I started to say on the back of Tom Daley coming out, but that's not quite what I meant.
That's almost as bad as Jeremy Paxman on Newsnight this week with a gay footballer. Have you ever come across another footballer?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we saw that as well. So you know, slowly but surely, people, if that's the message that we can have at this Christmas time, we should really wrap this up. And I've got to go shopping
and wrap presents.
Wrap it up like your presents.
Hey, do you have any shows coming up, Rosie?
Yeah, I've got lots of things. My two shows, Is Monogamy Dead, will be on at the end of February in Canada.
No, it's just
Culture
resting.
Space. No, it's just resting. Well, this is a whole debate. We're going to have a whole discussion after the show because I've been writing loads of articles about my feelings about monogamy. And
yeah,
monogamy.
And we've...
You know, it's been quite
we've
interesting.
Had a,
I know you've
quite
talked
a few
about
chats
that
on
as
the,
well.
Hear
but,
about that.
There are other types of wood available, I should point out.
And... And 90s Woman, my show sort of tracing a feminist collective that I was involved with back in the 90s, including Zoe Lyons, me and whom both of which got involved just because we fancied the woman who ran it, rather than for true ideological
reasons. At least
reason.
You're honest.
That is on at the Rich Mix on the 25th of February and touring as well. So that's lots of fun. And I was also included in a book that I don't know if you've mentioned at all, It's Okay to Be Gay, which is anthology of loads of coming out stories. And I was included in that. But there's lots of proper famous people as well. So it could be a little Christmas present.
Oh, a little stocking stuffer,
perhaps.
Well, since I haven't done any Christmas shopping at all, maybe you'll get that book for Christmas, Lucio. Lucio wants a Pope magnet for Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I asked.
He said
for.
To me, "Where can you find a Pope magnet?"
I just don't know.
Exactly.
Just go to Westminster Cathedral. You
but there, that's not a Catholic church, is it?
Yes, it is. It's
the
big
Westminster Cathedral,
yeah,
not
the
Abbey.
There's bound to be somewhere.
I don't have
there,
time to go to Westminster Cathedral.
That's what I want. We've still got popes on the fridge in our fridge magnets. Maybe you noticed this, Rosie, or maybe you didn't. But we have Pope Benedict and we have Pope John Paul II.
Both sent to me by my mother, who's not Catholic.
And what we don't have is a new pope.
Well, maybe you need to ask your mother.
She clearly knows.
Maybe. Well, you haven't opened your box from your mum. So maybe in your care package, there is a new pope.
Perhaps. Well, Rosie, thanks for joining us on this most hectic of weeks.
Yes.
Before the holidays. We, Homolab, we will obviously have a Christmas break and be back with you sometime in January when we can all gather again, when Amy's back and Jen's back and Rosie's back and Lucio's back and I'm back. We will figure out what the schedule is at some point in January. So have an amazing Christmas time and New Year's Eve. We haven't even talked about what that's going to entail. Love your teenage bedroom and we will see you back here in 2014.
Take care. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Ho, mo.
Wow.
Ho, mo.